You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Exodus, chapter 16, verse 11 and 12. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, At even ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God. Remember that God warned us in Corinthians that we must avoid murmurings. Did you know, brethren, that God hears murmurings? Those murmurings that are quietly going on in your heart, and God was going to respond to their murmurings. Just imagine if it was their prayers that God had, if it was their praise that God had, that what was going on inside of them was thanksgiving, was praise. It's important how you think. It's important what you are saying in your heart. The way you think God hears your prayer, He also hears everything that is going on in your heart. Those murmurings, those complaints, oh God, why me? Why did you do this, Lord? Blaming God for different things. You know, I spoke with somebody who clearly and obviously made a very wrong decision in marrying a man that is not born again. And then she's crying and she's blaming God and said, God, I have waited for 40 something years and now this is what you have given to me. How could you blame God when the Bible says, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers? He said, what light as light and darkness? And then you are blaming God. Brethren, we need to be very careful. What should be in our heart? The Bible says, making melody in our heart, singing unto the Lord and making melody in our heart unto the Lord. Let there be no murmurings in our heart. If there are things you do not understand, sincerely take it to God in prayer. God is such a faithful God. See, don't try to be good. Just go before God the way you are. He knows you are not good. That's why He died for you. He's the one that wants to save you. He's the one that wants to rescue you. He's not waiting for you to be good so that He can accept you. He knows you can never be good. And that is why He had to let His only Son die for you, so that you can be good in Christ, so that you can be included in the righteousness of Christ. So if there are failures in your life, just go ahead and tell Him. If there are concerns in your life, don't think God is going to say, so you don't believe me, why are you talking like this? No, it's better you go before God and be honest and be an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no guile. That's the kind of believers that God is raising on us to be, in whom there is no guile. That when God listens to what is going on in your mind, what is quietly going on in your heart, it will be praise, it will be rejoicing, it will be thanksgiving, it will not be murmuring. But I want you to hold this and keep it in your heart, that God hears the murmurings going on in our hearts. So that can be negative, but there is a positive way to look at it. It means that God hears the meditation of our heart. God does not only respond to the prayer we utter with our lips, He also responds to the one that we utter with our heart. That sign in your heart, where you say in your heart, deep within your heart, oh, that God will do this. Did you know that God hears and God will respond to those prayers? Hallelujah. The Bible says, unto him that is able to do exceedingly above that which we can ask or think. Whatever we think also, God hears it and is included in our prayers. My prayer is that by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, your heart will be free of murmurings, but will be filled with the words of Jesus, and you will be making melody to God with thanksgiving forevermore. Amen. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.